Hello, Hot Springs. I'm D.B. Cooper.
And I'm Erin Baber.
That's Rootin' Tootin'.
And we're from the Garland County Library.
And this is Checked Out,
a podcast where we talk about all things library each Friday.
Broadcasting from the Razorback Camper Cell Studios.
Thanks for joining us.
Rootin' Tootin' and D.B. Cooper here with a very special guest, Nathan Howe. You're part of the Friends of the Library. Introduce yourself and what do you do over there?
Yeah, so I'm Nathan Howe. I'm a recent board member addition to the Friends of the Garland County Library, and I support them however they need support, which right now or recently has been increasing their web presence and getting them a little more into the 21st century as far as using technology. So it's been good.
And that includes a donate now button on their Facebook page.
Yes.
I'm probably jumping way ahead here, but I'm really excited about that because I think that's a big step for nonprofits.
I think it is too. The ability to even just have, it's all about exposing people to as many ways to donate as possible. And a lot of people are on Facebook, and Facebook is very easy for them. So having a donate now button right there on the page when they get a bonus or when it's their birthday and they're feeling generous or around Christmas time. If it's just there, they just happen to be browsing our page, it's good to have it. It also allows us to participate in things like Giving Tuesday when that event is going on, where we couldn't do that before.
Right.
It's about increasing our presence and just also just reminding people, because people know about the book sale room, so it's not they don't know that we exist, but I don't necessarily know that they understand that there is an actual organization behind that room that isn't the library.
Right.
There's a separate group whose sole purpose is to pour money into the library. That is why we exist. All of our money is supposed to go to the library. And so whatever we can do to increase that benefits us to benefit you.
And I think that's, patrons. I think that it's important too because patrons see us in the same building. So you guys have a book sale room right on the back corner there. But you guys are a separate nonprofit.
Yep.
And so all proceeds go to help the library.
Right, exactly. Like, and it aids the library as well because you are an institution. It prevents you from having access to nonprofit-only grants. And so we provide an arm where we can go get those nonprofit grants and then pour that money back into you, something we actually recently did. And we're working on another grant now, but Director Webb, is that what you guys call him? Or is
yeah.
Adam?
yeah. Director.
Director Webb. But he came to us and said, we've got these new really neat book drops, and they're increasing our presence in Garland County, and that's awesome. But what we need is people can pick up their books in the book lockers, but they don't have a way to drop books back off. And so can the Friends help us get book drops for these lockers? And so we've gone out and requested a couple of grants. We've gotten one back, got $1,000. It's
hey.
A start.
Hey.
It's a start.
Yeah.
So we got a Giving Tree grant. They haven't announced yet. I don't know if I'm allowed to announce it or not, but they told us we got it, so I'm going to say we did. But we got $1,000 towards that. It's a bigger lift, but any amount of money that we can get in to help toward that effort, and then if we can supplement it with our own funds, allows us to do more. And there's so much our library is doing right now. Plans for the future.
Mm-hmm.
Any dollar we can get helps.
Absolutely. And I always point out, like, whenever I'm posting about an event or something on Facebook, and the friends money is historically been used to, like, in programming, mm-hmm. to buy refreshments and prizes,
mm-hmm. yep.
and program supplies, craft supplies and stuff like that. So, even though the library might host the event, it's mostly funded by the Friends of the Garland County Library.
Mm-hmm.
Try to point that
part,
out as
yeah,
much as possible.
We try to help, for sure.
Yeah.
I know that one year, and this was before my time, but one year we provided Kindles as some prizes,
mm-hmm.
For one of the reading programs, which I thought was pretty cool. And so, yeah, like what it's really, that's one of the things that drew me to the group is like, I have a lot of friends who work at the library. and so whatever I can do to help support an institution that supports my family, I want to do it. And this is a very easy way for me to plug in. And the fact, I guess, that my job allows me to kind of take free time whenever I need to take free time and go do things, which is helpful.
Which is awesome. We call
That's
them
great.
The best friends of the library.
That's right. Yeah,
you,
you pointed that out several years ago, and I try to use it. It's fun. I don't think people really put it together either that the used book sale room is the only used book sale room or book sale store in Hot Springs.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's like flea market booths and stuff like that,
sure.
but there is And then there's not an actual used one other bookstore.
Yeah.
You know, so it's.
That's true. I'm actually just now realizing that as we talk right now.
Yeah, right? Like,
real time.
I mean, I think people are still like, well, what about Lamberts? It's like, that's been long ago. Like, that was that was gone a long time ago. But, yeah, y'all are the last one.
Yeah, besides thrift stores, yeah. Mm-hmm. We're the only store dedicated fully to selling books. And also, we underprice them because the goal is to get them out the door because we get so many donations. And so you can definitely find some, you know, you can find just your normal trade paperbacks that are super, super cheap. But you can also find some gems sometimes.
Yeah, some like new ones or like whole sets sometimes, you know. People are moving or they're, you know, they're clearing out an old house and it's just like, oh, here's an entire section.
Right. I like to point out, too, that, you know, these books available in our used book sale room are local donations. So the selection completely changes every week based on what's been donated. And it's completely a reflection of our own community.
Made possible by listeners like you.
Right?
It's kinda, you know.
But I've seen some really interesting things come through there. Some very valuable things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what happens to, like, you know, you get so much. Is there, like, a surplus sale?
Sure. So if we're going to move into that.
Okay,
so
let's go.
Sorry.
No, you're fine.
We do an annual book sale every single year, and the goal is to move as much product as we possibly can. And so we typically shift almost every book in the book sale room. And then also we go into our stacks, which are up above the book sale room, and pull boxes and boxes and boxes down. And that is actually occurring this weekend. So our book sale will be Friday and Saturday. I believe it's 9:30 to 5:30. I think that's right.
Yeah, one day it starts at 9.
Yeah.
One day it starts at 9:30.
Okay.
And then I think it goes till 5 on both days.
And are we doing where, so to become a, what is it, friend of the library?
A member. To join the friends.
It's $5 per year or $100 for a lifetime.
Yes.
Yes.
Right? And so there's some perks about that, right? Like sometimes if there's a sale, you get in early if you're a, if you're a member of the friends.
So for the annual sale in particular, you get in on the first day. Only members are allowed in. Now, we do take memberships at the door, so you can walk up at that time. If you're not a member, we'll take your $5 and you're in. But it also, you know, that's probably the biggest perk, if there's a perk. It also does, if you have the time, and not everyone does because of work schedules or whatever, but if you have the time, it does allow you to volunteer with us. It allows you to vote in our annual meeting, which is in November, when we elect officers.
Oh, wow.
For those people who are participating frequently and want to join the board, our board is actually, it has the potential to be pretty large. And so we expand that when we have people who are interested. Mm-hmm. And those are probably the perks. There may be,
but the first day in on the book sale,
it's important.
I mean, that's the perk.
It's important. Like, we, you know, for some books, we have, you know, unlimited copies. Your James Patterson books, your John Grisham's, like, we have all of the copies. We will not run out of copies of all of their books. But that said, like, for the book that was written in 1920 that's signed by the author, like, there's one of those.
Yeah.
And so being there the first day, especially if you're a collector, it is very important.
I've seen the line go halfway around the building before to get into the annual sale. And it used to be in the spring. I think that's worth pointing out, because I think people always looked for it the last weekend in April/1st of May. But because of COVID and how that flipped everything upside down, the friends hosted the sale in September and liked it. It seemed to fit well. And
I like the fall because, you know, in spring in my head, it's spring cleaning. So people are, like, getting rid of the books and bringing them to the friends.
Right.
Whereas in the fall, it's like, oh, I want to cuddle up with a book by a fireside on a cold night.
Man, it's a great place to, like, I like to give books as gifts.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah,
you know, and, like, I'm all about buying used on anything to reduce, you know, just trash and waste, you know?
Since we're going to get cleaned up and edit. So the sale is Friday, September 23rd from 9 to 5:30.
Okay.
And then on Saturday from 9 to 5.
Okay.
All right.
So
working.
Good to know. And this podcast will air on Friday.
Yeah. Okay,
so we will share it.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Looking for more local content like this and so much more? Click subscribe by visiting hotsr.com.
Anything else you want to
say? Well, I was going to go back to, like, online stuff.
Okay, so before we get there, let's.
Right.
So the other big thing about the sale this year that's different is that for the first time ever, we can take credit cards.
Oh, wow. That's
never
huge.
Been able to do it.
That's gigantic.
We can take both credit and debit cards. And it's something, too, that we're talking about that I'm working with a group on, because we want to eventually open that up to all book sales that we will give. We're going to work with the library to see about having them use our unit to be able to take credit cards. Obviously, you can take credit cards already for yourselves, but we have to have a separate thing because we have separate accounts because we're not the same group.
Yeah.
And so we think that'll be very helpful because, you know, I was very upfront when I joined the group, and I joined the group back in June. I said, look, I don't carry cash.
Right.
Like, when I joined the Friends, I scrounged the last $5 that I just happened to have in my wallet so that I could join. But by opening up the ability to use your credit and debit card, especially for people who don't carry cash, of which there are a lot now, it makes things a lot easier.
So if somebody's at the sale on Friday or Saturday and they buy, you know, a handful of stuff, can they go ahead and make a donation with their credit or debit card at the same time?
Of course, yes.
That's great.
So, yeah, it's a pretty open system. We're using Square. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you can... We're going to tell you how much your purchase is, but if you want to make an additional donation, you just add that amount of money to the purchase, and it's not a big deal. That's awesome.
And do you guys have any silent auction items this year?
We do have silent auction items, and I have not looked at the list, but there will be... You know what? I don't know the answer to that.
Okay. I know you did last year.
We did.
I don't know how well it went.
We have discussed doing... So I'm thinking back to the meeting when we discussed silent auctions, and it was considered successful... but also a lot of work.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't want to say for sure.
Sure.
We definitely do have some items, though, that we have set aside for this sale that are very hard to find, that are very unique. And so...
I don't know if it's going to be the same items or not, but very recently this year, you guys put up a bookcase right at the front of the library with like the rare items, the rare books. And there's, you know, I've seen like an original Settlers of Catan board game in there that's being sold by you guys. Do you see that helping out or like it's gaining interest? I see.
Yeah, I think the goal there, and I think it's been very successful, is one, just helping people understand that we're not all just trade paperbacks.
Right.
But also, it does help drum up support for the sale, for the things that don't sell ahead of time, which people can buy out of that bookshelf directly. And that's perfectly fine. We'd love it. We love selling things as quickly as we can so that we can get to the other things that we have. But at the same time, we do definitely use those items. And those items will be for sale during the 23rd and 24th.
One other thing I want to point out is that you... One way that you guys are able to communicate now with the community is on Facebook.
Yes.
And that's a big one. Almost every nonprofit I know has a major presence on Facebook because it's free. All it takes is some effort for posting for you and time, you know. But I think that that's a really important way for people to get their information. There's info about the sale now, the donate button that we talked about in the beginning. And I think you're mostly running that, aren't you?
It's mostly me, and then we've got some support from the library staff as well. But I'm primarily the person that's on there. And so we're trying to put posts up, you know, other ways that we communicate. We're trying to become more involved in the monthly newsletters that the library puts out.
That's right.
Thank you for allowing us space for that, because you don't have to. And so we really appreciate it. But that allows us to showcase either certain types of items or certain items that we've had come in. Showcase that we have new books now, which that was actually not an idea of ours. A library employee said, hey, why don't you guys separate new books from everything else? We were like, that's a great idea.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Why hadn't we ever thought of that? We've been doing this for like 50 years. Yeah, we should totally do that. And so we're trying, as we get new books in within the last few years, we're putting those on a separate shelf, price them a little higher, and it allows people to find new books easier, because a lot of times you're just looking for something new. You know, you like an author or you like a celebrity or whatever and didn't realize they put out a memoir or whatever it is. And so it allows people to find those books a little faster.
I think you guys organize very well, though. I mean, you have genres in there, you know, apart from new and old.
We do.
And, here's one of my favorite things. So there's a donate button on Facebook, but if you ever use smile.amazon.com, like if you use Amazon at home, you can go to smile.amazon.com. It is their charity site where every purchase that you make, there's some percentage that gets donated to the charity of your choice.
That's right.
But the Friends is on. The Friends are on there.
That's right.
And so
they're also on Kroger.
We're
community
also on
partners.
Kroger's
really? That's amazing.
That's the other one. We've been doing both of those for a while.
Yeah.
We also recently, just again, because it's all about exposure and it's all about ease of access. For people who prefer to do online payments, we are now set up on PayPal. We are also set up on Cash App.
Oh, that's
it's
awesome.
Not, we don't necessarily push people to use those because those sites do take a cut. And Facebook doesn't. The trick with Facebook is it takes us a little longer to get the money. But if it's easy, and that's how people want to do it, we want to make it available to them. You know, same thing for our credit card payments. Like, we're pushing people towards that just to make it easy for them. And so that's really important. Like, at the end of the day, with the way that things are moving towards people using more technology more and it being ingrained in everything that we do in our lives, however we can make it easy for people to access us and to see our things, you know, stay tuned, because coming up after the sale, we're looking at possibly doing online sales.
Oh, wow.
Which will be a totally new thing we've never done before. And so some of our, you know, we've got like some book sets like that are encyclopedia sets or things like that. Somebody might come in and buy them for $100, but usually when you go to the book sale room, you're looking for a mystery or you're looking for
just... An item.
Yeah, an item. Book on golf. You're not saying, you know what, that encyclopedia set, that's for me. But a lot of times that's something that people look for online.
Yeah.
And so we're hoping to sell some of our larger items that way, which will be nice.
And so spread the word on there, on social media, on everything. Anytime you see friends of the library, become a friend of the library. $5
it's a pretty
year.
Cheap.
That's cheap.
Yeah. It's pretty all right.
To recap, donate online.
Yep.
Annual sale Friday and Saturday. Mm-hmm. Book sale room is currently closed until October 1st.
October 1st.
For the sale and then restocking.
Yep.
Join the friends, $5. You can do it at the sale.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
If you want to reach out to us, we have an email address that the library has graciously set up for us. And so that's fol@gclibrary.com. And it is the quickest way to reach out to us. I have it on my phone and I check it every day. So if you want more information about joining the friends, if you want to know how you can best volunteer, if you are curious about some specific book, I can't promise I can find it for you, mm-hmm. but I'm willing to at least try. So if there's some hard to find item that you want to keep an eye out for, fol@gclibrary.com is a very easy way to get in touch with us, or through Facebook Messenger, because we keep an eye on that too.
But if you have any complaints, send them to
pkagebien@gclibrary.com.
JK, Paul, JK.
Yeah, sorry, Paul.
We do it every week. Well, thanks, Nate.
Yeah.
Thank
you. Thanks again for having me. And again, thanks for being the library. We are very passionate about ensuring that you guys have the resources you need, the support you need to help better serve our community. Because I do truly believe that this is, if not the best library in the state, it's top two.
Hey,
And because of that, and because of the passionate employees that we have, and because of the way that they serve our community, I believe it's allowed for something special in Hot Springs and in Garland County as a whole that other communities don't have. Being an Arkansas kid myself, I grew up in a lot of really bad libraries. I appreciate having access to a good one.
We appreciate the friends more than, you know.
And that's why they're the
best friends of the library. Thank you for joining us on this episode of Checked Out.
From the Garland County Library.
New episodes released each Friday from the Razorback Camper Cell Studios. I'm D.V. Cooper.
And I'm Erin Baber.
Thanks for listening.